The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Saturday, December the 7th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled Tom Waits is 75 Years Old Today. And the time is 7:52 a.m. here in the UK. 7:53 now, making it, 2:53 a.m. over on the east coast of America and 7 minutes to midnight over on the west coast of America. Still Friday, but today, of course, it is Saturday, December the 7th, 2024 in the UK. So I want to welcome you wherever you are around the world. Okay, so let's move on to a quick rundown of my favourite shows in the last week. First up, Eyes is Watching, episode 164, from the Eyes is Watching, one word, without the G, channel on odyssey.com. Steve continues to provide a thought-provoking one-hour roundup of the week's news, and which, well, since I discovered him only a few weeks ago, has become essential listening. It's a shame I didn't know of his show sooner, which makes me wonder how many decent shows there are out there that I am unaware of. Please email me at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. That's andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. If there are any shows I haven't mentioned on here that I should be aware of, then I will endeavour to give them a listen. Next Saturday is Inside the Eye Live, presented by Dennis Fetcho, which you can find at the Mammy's website, grizzom.blogspot.com. That's grizzom.blogspot.com. That was an interesting roundup of the week's news in a 2.5-hour show. I've always been impressed by the Fetch's skills in hosting a solo show, and this one was no exception. Next Sundays, you can count on it over and over again. From the Eric von Essex Rumble channel with guest Survival Steve and Paul, was an interesting show all about numerology and dates that tie up with significant events in history. He also does a YouTube show on the Monday, which you're supposed to be able to get on his website, fockhamhallradio.com. But he's got this big YouTube box at the top, and nothing happens with it. So his website's not working properly. Not the only one that I'll be mentioning on here that doesn't. But I tried opening it in Brave. I tried opening it in Chrome. I even went through Internet Explorer, and it's just empty. So, obviously some technical work needs to be done there. Next, the first hour of the Jeff Rentz programme from last Monday with Donald Jeffries, in which Jeff revealed he has just published an article he wrote back in 2015 about the assassination attempt that was made upon him that same year. And you can generally listen to that hour for free under the Donald Jeffries guest columnist section in the left-hand column of Rentz.com, as his shows do not tend to be behind the subscriber paywall. Next, Dr. Patrick Slattery had Mark Collett on, his regular Monday guest, who was on Tuesday this week, about the peculiar things Trump has been saying and doing whilst he's been busy refilling the swamp. And you can find that show at republicbroadcastingarchives.org. Just select Patrick Slattery from the drop-down box under the show host tab on the right-hand side of the website, which will take you to a page of his most recent shows. Mark Collett had Mike Enoch on for his Wednesday Patriotic Weekly Review show. That was an interesting catch-up with him, the first since the election of Donald Trump, in which he gave his views as to what we can expect from his presidency. Mark also mentioned his shows with Dr. Slattery, who Mike Enoch was aware of, but I forget what this was in relation to, so I may have to go back to it for a second listen. I used to listen to him on a show called TDS on the rightstuff.biz, but one of the condescending co-hosts got so irritating that I haven't listened to that for weeks, and I haven't missed it one bit. Next, the Wednesday show from the Jim Rizzoli BitChute channel, in which Jim revealed how his work began with a public access cable show he did with his twin brother Joe over 20 years ago, all about illegal immigration into Framingham. And that, I believe, is in Boston. And that's also when I first started listening to them. They were known as the Rizzoli Brothers, and they were doing their show for many years before they focused on to the Holocaust narrative. Next, Richie Allen's Wednesday show, a busy day for shows Wednesday, which you can download at his channel on podomatic.com. He had a guest called Richard Willett, who talked about all things conspiracy. In fact, why am I typing this? Here's a cut and paste from the show description. Who are the Knights Templar? The Sabbatean Frankists? The Jesuits? Freemasons? To what extent are global events controlled by secret societies? Richard Willett has dedicated himself to finding the answers to these questions. On today's show, Richard tells Richie how world leaders and major media personalities are either members of secret societies or surrounded by leading figures in these shadowy institutions. Next, Wednesday's The Sane Asylum show with Giuseppe and Scorpio, during which Scorpio provided the most amusing comment of the week. I don't believe everyone is controlled opposition. In fact, we're accused of being controlled opposition, and we're both compromised somehow, which is just pure fantasy. It's just people that have a grudge because their shows suck. Well said. And you can find that show at ftjmedia.com. Then we go over to Thursday's Paul English Live with his regular panel of guests, Paul Beener, Patrick Chenault and Eric von Essex, which was a tribute show as sadly Thomas Goodrich, the author of Hellstorm, passed away a day earlier on the 4th of December at the age of 77. From the second hour, the panel were joined by Dave Gahari, and you can find that show via a variety of platforms at paulenglishlive.com. Incidentally, I also want to offer my condolences to all of Tom's family and friends. Tom was a friend of mine too, and made 4 appearances on ACH from 2016 to 2020. And I want to now dedicate this show to Tom. Next, I'm going to present a summary of each of my favourite shows on here each week to see, well, so you can see what else they offer outside of a particular individual show I may mention. This week, the Richie Allen show that has just come back on the air with a new structure and a new website. The show is now designed to take callers after the guest segment. I gave you an example of one of those shows some moments ago. It goes out live Monday to Thursday. You can download the archives for free at podomatic.com, and Richie's website is richieallen.co.uk. Now, I'm going to have a couple of caveats on here. I didn't listen to all the shows. You will probably, see if you can work out which ones I listened to and which ones I didn't. There were only 4 in the last week. And on the richieallen.co.uk website, it has a link to the archives Apple Music, but I couldn't find a link to Podomatic. So I believe you have to pay for Apple Music. I know the Podomatic is free, so I don't really know what's going on there, if the Podomatic is going to stay up or not stay up. But that's where I would go to get them. And, let's go on to that show I didn't listen to last week from beforeitsnews.com. Michael Jayco reveals JFK Jr. return, the White Hat's intel. Yep. Yep. Next, the comment of the week from a beforeitsnews.com article entitled Douglas McGregor Last Warning, Nuclear Strike Next 48 Hours, Biden's Plot Exposed. And here is the comment from Anonymous. Stupid BS. Why would Biden even bother to pardon Sonny if he was going to start a nuclear war? And finally, every week I'm going to endeavour to listen to a show I've never heard before and report on it here. The emphasis is on the word endeavour, folks, because I did endeavour to do so, but I failed to do so. So there you go. I will try next week. Maybe it'll be one that you send me a link to at andrewcarringtonhitchcock@hotmail.com. Okay, so let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning and plan to listen to over the weekend. So I just have to close a few windows. First up, we've got the Not the BCFM Politics show that I download each week. I made a mistake today because I made my coffee before I opened up the politicsthisweek.wordpress.com page in Google Chrome and left it for a minute to load up. And so when I started trying to do it without waiting, a minute or so can be a very long time when everything else on your computer is crashing because the front page of this website is overloaded. And obviously Tony Gosling hasn't kind of got this message from anyone else because he started adding videos to his front page, which make it even longer to load up. Nevertheless, I managed to cut an hour and a half out of the show without even listening to it, simply by reading the description. It was coming in at over 4 hours, and I've got it down to 2.5. You'll probably work out the sort of section that I cut out. I'm not really interested in hearing some overgrown students talk about what they think should happen when it's never going to happen, because the people they think that are going to make it happen are actually controlled by the same people that they don't like. But they just don't want to see that, even though it's patently obvious based on the fact that nothing has happened up to now. So it's very difficult to talk about certain topics when you live in the UK, but you can make of that what you will. Next, we've got it's the first Friday of the month, and so on the first Friday of the month in the first hour, the Jeff Rentz programme has Madeleine Gerwick on, an astrologer, who I believe is behind the paywall, so you'll have to have a subscription to listen to that one. But the second hour with Nurse Anne and Erica Khan. Erica Khan came back, if you remember, last week, and Nurse Anne has come back this week, so I'm about halfway through that show. It's always nice to listen to Nurse Anne. Also, if you go to republicbroadcastingarchives.org, the Dankoff report is there. Mark did a new Dankoff report yesterday, and so you can download that there also. Right, there's another bit I do next, isn't there? Oh yes, let's have a look at some independent news websites. So let's do so. On the topic of that, it was, I said about a 4-hour show. On the rightstuff.biz, there was each Christmas, certainly the last couple of years, I don't know if they're still on there, was it FTN, Fashionation, something like that? They did like a couple of 8-hour shows. I remember talking to someone about it, and they're like, that's insane. But one of the presenters actually said, well, you know, some people think they're too long, but, you know, if you watch all 3 Lord of the Rings films, then that's longer than 8 hours. And I was like, well, I wouldn't fancy watching them either. To be quite honest, a film trilogy that I like, say The Godfather, I wouldn't want to sit through all of that in one sitting. And, you know, you say it's only once a year, but, you know, you get an election once every 4 years, and I don't think live election coverage is even that long. But anyway, let's go over to some independent news websites. Let's see what they're telling us over here. Well, they pretend to be independent from the mainstream media. Some of them are, some of them aren't. You be the judge. RT.com. I'm sure you can be the judge of that one fairly simply. I'll give you an easy one to start with. New security deal will see Oreshnik's based in Belarus. What we know so far. Biden considering sweeping preemptive pardons, media. Yeah, we never saw any preemptive pardons when Trump was leaving office for the January 6th people, did we? Wonder why. Okay, let's go over to rents.com, see what's going on over there. Dum-de-dum-de-dum. He's got a video at the top I haven't checked out yet. Lies Wide Shut. It's a YouTube by the Door Brothers. That's at the very top of the website. Got Trump with a little mask on, looking like he's going to an Eyes Wide Shut party with a much younger masked woman next to him. Obviously some sort of AI, one would hope. And that story I mentioned to you earlier, it's still at the top. Well, under Holiday Pumpkin Pies, if you go to the headline news section at the middle of the website, scroll down. The true story of the failed assassination attempt of Jeff Rentz on April 24th, 2015. That is a very interesting read. And then we've got Lavrov warns Europe the new Cold War is turning hot. I believe I saw somewhere that he was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. He went over to Russia to interview him. He'd already been over there to interview Putin, which, you know, was no great shakes, shall we say. Putin says Belarus will receive Russia's new Arestnik missiles, with Lukashenko left to determine the targets. And Jeff Bezos expresses optimism about Trump's deregulation agenda, offers the help. Yes, that master of free speech, Jeff Bezos, who after years of resistance finally caved in and banned books such as mine from Amazon. Okay, let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. Dum-de-dum-de-dum. Right. Radiation spike, San Diego, California. People wondering, was yesterday's earthquake actually underwater nuclear blast? Yes, I saw Mike Adams' show yesterday had some sort of headline in the title like that. He had a couple of fear porn ones in his show last week. We'll see if we can get to them later. Then we got traveller from Congo in Africa, isolated with flu-like symptoms after flying into Cleveland. And then we've got another thing. Well, that Congo thing. When I was younger, there was a drink you could get, you know, that comes in a carton that you put in your fridge, like orange juice or pineapple juice. But this was called Mbongo. And they had a little advert. It goes, Mbongo, they drink it in the Congo. And lots of other bits that I can't quite remember now. So I wonder if that's still available or if that's considered racist. But whenever I hear about Congo, I always remember the drink Mbongo, which was one of these tropical sort of mixture drinks that I've never been a great fan of. I like pineapple juice, apple juice. One thing I cannot stomach is grapefruit juice. So I remember when I used to do my car cleaning when I was about 14 years old, going all the way back to 1987, folks. I used to go over at 10 o'clock, my first customers I ever had. I'd called them up because I saw an advert down the road in the newsagent, and they said, oh, sorry, someone's already taken the job. But, you know, it's not always for everybody. So if you leave us your name and your number, if it doesn't work out with them, we'll give you a call. And a couple of months later, I got a call and ended up doing their cars for a few years. I used to go over there 10 o'clock Sunday morning. I got £2 a car. I had to hoover it inside, and then I'd wash it and leather it off. And he said, only wash it with water. Don't wash it with any soap or anything like that. So I wash it with water, leather it off. And he had a Ford Sierra, and his wife had, and that was red, and his wife had a white Honda Prelude. And the Sierra was a D-reg, and the Honda Prelude was an E-reg. So they're both fairly new at that time. I remember I had an F-reg Volkswagen Golf in about 96, and that was an F-reg, that was a 1988. So these were both fairly new cars. Anyway, I do digress, don't I? So I don't know how we got from Mbongo over to there, but there you go. Oh, no, I do know now, because what happened was one time is they're very friendly people. One time his wife asked me if I wanted a drink, and she said she had some grapefruit juice. And I said, oh, that sounds nice. You know, I like pineapple juice and apple juice. Not so keen on orange juice. It's a bit bitter. But boy, did I wish there was orange juice in that glass when I drank it. I've never had grapefruit, but I've never tasted anything so bitter. I had to, fortunately, I was sort of out of eyeshot at the time. I had to gob it out and pour it in a flower bed or something. But there you go. That's my only experience with grapefruit juice. So, yeah, I think that's done justice to HalTurnerRadioShow.com, don't you? Let's move on to EarthNewspaper.com. Mark R. Else's website, and thank Mark and Jeff Rentz for their support of the ACH show, in particular the Limeys and the Dr. Peter Hammond show that was quite well received by other people as well this week. Ah, that video I just mentioned, Lies Wide Shut, that is at the top of earthnewspaper.com. It's only 1 minute 50 and it's Rumble, so I think I'll have a look at that later. I'd like to play it now, but, you know, the trouble is, if they say something that, you know, they could get you into trouble in the UK, then I've got to cut this show and edit it out and all this sort of stuff. So go to either rents.com or, excuse me, earthnewspaper.com, and both those 1 minute 50 videos are at the top. And then we've got below that another video, Heading Toward World War III. Tucker Carlson interviews Sergei Lavrov. This will take you quite a bit longer to listen to. This is an hour and 22 minutes. Again, if you liked the Putin interview, then you may well like the Lavrov one. Lavrov certainly seems to be a lot more interesting for the fear porn side of things than Putin. Cause he's the one that's always talking about, you know, talks about the risk of nuclear war and all that a lot more than, you know, Putin just alludes to things, whereas Lavrov is, how can I put it, a lot more direct. But at the same time, you know, Putin's, what he says is kind of more accurate, because Lavrov falls more into the fear porn side of things, but we haven't seen any of what he's threatened actually come to pass. Not that I wish it would, it's just something that you always have to look out for. The book of the day is 1984 by George Orwell, and the quote of the day is from John Lennon. The website of the day is Attack on Pearl Harbor, which was December 7th, so that is the anniversary today. It was in 1941, so that's, 73, don't get me doing the maths, so 59 years to 2000, plus 83 years, isn't it? I think I'm right, but there you go. That's an example of how my mental arithmetic used to be really good. In fact, where I was living in Devon, before I moved back to London, they opened this big Tesco superstore, and they gave people vouchers, and it was, you had to spend over a certain amount, I think over £30, you got £10 off, so it was a really good deal, you know. But I didn't want to just buy things for the sake of it, you know. You read these articles about people, oh, buy one, get one free here, there and everywhere. And they buy loads of stuff that they wouldn't have bought anyway. So I've always been very careful with that. And so I was adding it up in my head, what I was buying, because I had to get over the £30. And this would have been back in 2011, 2012, probably late 2011. And when I got to the to pay, this was before this self-service nonsense, I think it came to £30 and a few pennies. So I got my £10 off, but I'm not so good at that these days. Okay, let's move over to censored.news, the Mike Adams website. And this might take us into something else. So, yeah, so his most recent show, what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to go over to the Brighteon channels for a couple of people. Let's do Mike Adams here. And I'm going to open up True News. If I can open another tab, I will. True News, okay. So, yeah, the only gripe I've got with Brighteon is when you hover over a video title, it, on other platforms, because here it says Brighteon broadcast news December 6th, 2024, was 7.3 magnitude ... Well, where's the rest of the title? When you hover over it, it doesn't even give you any of the title, so you have to actually click on it to find out what the whole title is. So this is the most recent show, Brighteon. There you go, have to pause it as well. That's what I was talking about earlier, be careful when you click on the video when you're recording a show. Brighton Broadcast News, December 6th, 2024, was 7.3 magnitude earthquake, in exclamation marks, off California coast, actually a detonation warning from Russia. So, it could be, might be, might not be. But it's not actually really telling us anything, is it? So, and the other thing that I found out that was like that as well, from this week, is here. So this is from December the 4th, 2 days prior. And it says, Brighton Broadcast News, December the 4th, 2024. Shock doctrine. 2025 to be characterised by volatile, unpredictable and highly destabilising events. Now, I didn't listen to that for some reason, but one thing that I did listen to was the show In the Middle, which was obviously December the 5th. Where it says vaccine, oh, I'll have to click on it again. See if I can click the pause button before it starts playing. Oh, that was close, wasn't it? Okay, so the one in the middle that I did listen to was Brighton Broadcast News, December the 5th, 2024. Vaccine doctor announces wave of deadly pandemics will strike America the day after Trump is inaugurated. Because the other two, do you see where I'm going? The other two are kind of speculative. It's not saying that, you know, well, the earthquake could have been a Russia detonation. We could have all these problems coming in 2025. But here, apparently a doctor has announced that a wave of deadly pandemics will strike America the day after Trump is inaugurated. His surname, I think, is Hotez. He's a bit odd. So I listened to that, but there was nothing really, you know, revealing. It sounded like speculative to him as well. And the other one is True News. I mentioned that in the other week when I did the feature on True News. And all they've been talking about is nuclear war for, well, all the time since I started listening to them after, which was after Biden announced that he would allow Ukraine to use ATACMS to supply them and allow them to strike into Russia. But since then, he's not been talking about that stuff. So, the last one talking about war with Russia was from last Friday, week ago yesterday, is Ramstein Air Base at top of Russia's targets to nuke. And then we'll go through the titles for this week. Putin warns Trump, you are not safe. Deep state wants to kill you. Well, again, I believe all these leaders are controlled by the same people, so I didn't bother with that. 2027, the following day. 2027, that's when scientists will know if asteroid will strike Earth in dot, dot, dot. I didn't even bother clicking on that to find out the full title, because if they're not going to know until 2027, I'm not really in any hurry to find out. Then we've got Russian billionaire Putin will reject Trump's Ukraine plan if it doesn't. And again, I don't believe that these people are at odds with each other. And then we've got no roaming charges. Feds haven't removed Chinese hackers from US. Well, I like listening to people like Michael Yon, but I really don't believe this. It's the Chi-Coms. I know exactly who Jesus Christ told us that it was in the Bible, and he never mentioned them. And then yesterday's show was called Mysterious Car-Sized Drones Flying Over Trump's New Jersey, well, it says NJ, I presume that's New Jersey, residence. Well, again, you look at who Trump is appointing to this cabinet of his, and is he anti-establishment? Are you serious, dude? Oh no, apparently, you see, what they're saying now in the independent media is, you know, he's never been very good with his picks, Trump. He's just, he's playing, is it 4D chess or is it 5D now? I forget. Has it gone up? Well, I know exactly who Trump is because I saw exactly what he did in his last presidency, and it was sweet FA. He tells you he did a lot of things that he didn't do, but he only seemed to benefit one group of people that I could see in the last presidency, and he did more for them than any other president has in history, something that he constantly brags about, which presumably many of the American people are happy with, which is why they got him elected. But anyway, that being said, let's round off or close out the show with the BeforeIt'sNews.com top 10. So we'll go over there now. and see if we can get through the top 10 before the irritating pop-up asking you to subscribe pops up, shall we? So I'll timestamp it, because these can change at any time, because they're based on the amount of clicks they have at any particular time, determines where they feature in the top 10. So I'll be giving you the amount of views that they've got as we speak. This is the top 10 on Saturday, December the 7th, 2024, 8:20 a.m. UK time. Number 10 went up 15 hours ago, 135 people are viewing this. Cliff High, the Intel drop everyone needs to hear, 2024. Number 9 went up 5 hours ago, 135 people are viewing this. WTPN situation update, Trump's secret move, deep state's worst nightmare, Gasara update. Number 8 went up 17 hours ago, 142 people are looking at this one. David XRP Lion Part 1. Now that's a show I've not heard from before, but the most important intel you must watch, or you must know rather, or die, must watch Trump News. Well, yeah, kind of lost interest with that second bit. Number 7 went up 12 hours ago, 146 people are looking at this one. New Benjamin Fulford update, 12.6.2Q24. Oh my goodness. The biggest disclosure yet. I thought the biggest disclosure yet was last week. It just seems to keep coming, doesn't it? And as does the pop-up. Join before it's news to receive our newsletter, to comment and contribute. No thanks. Number 6. Went up 5 hours ago. 158 people are looking at this one. New X22 report. December the 6th. Trump just dropped bombshell. Time is running out for the deep state 2024. If by running out you mean being appointed to his cabinet, then I can understand it, but otherwise I'm a bit confused. Number 5 went up 2 hours ago, 172 people looking at this one. Judy Byington, unredacted, 10 days of communication darkness, the power to world will switch off. Yes, I think we've heard about this 10 days of darkness before on here. Not sure if it was from her or someone else. Number 4 went up a day ago, 194 people viewing this. Jim Willie, Nazara Gazara closer than ever, imminent EBS activation. Nazara Gazara, I don't know what that is, but it's something odd. Neither do I know EBS, but I will give him a star for having a title that fitted in the headline box on beforeitsnews.com and didn't go over. Number 3 went up 2 hours ago, 194 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, ancient gifts, secret programs video. Number 2, and we know, 12.6.24, Trump win, Clinton, crimes against children, Gitmo full. Oh, I didn't tell you that went up 5 hours ago, 202 people viewing. And number 1 that went up 9 hours ago, 355 people looking at this one. Pascal Najardi drops urgent, EBS activated, 10 days of darkness. Well, it's still light over here, folks, and that seems to be quite popular, but let's close it out. I want to thank all of you for joining me today on I'm Talking To You, episode 148, Tom Waits is 75 years old today. I'll be back with you again tomorrow, and until then, folks, I hope this is the start of a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.